Mobile.
LW2G, good afternoon. Phone, how you doing today?
I'm not bad for a Thursday afternoon. Gonna go home and eat a late lunch today since got the SCDXA meeting tonight, and we'll be meeting at a good Greek restaurant over in Greer tonight. So plan on eating a little bit more there.
Yeah.
By the way, Romeo Uniform Sierra Tango Yankee.
Hey, this is Russell on this thing.
Hey, Rusty. Hey, Russell.
He just gave me his name. You need to do it again. I went through an area that just wiped out everything. And hello, Russ. Go ahead.
You got Russell here, and Patrick just chimed in. KO4HKX.
Oh, I was going to say there goes the neighborhood, but it's not Steve and it's not Tom. So, hello, Patrick.
Yeah, Tom's out mobiling around, so he might be ruining somebody's neighborhood.
Which I'm headed over to Steve's right now.
Sit back to the house. Got a few more things to do on the computer back at the house, and then I'm headed, then this evening I'm going to the SCDXA meeting over there in Greer, and we'll meet over there at Miso's restaurant about 6 o'clock. First in-face meeting we've had in over a year, so should be a good evening to have. We're just going to have a good time and sit around and BS with everybody.
Went up there after that filter that he was talking about last night.
And I'm making a run over to the dump, get rid of some stuff, and then I'm going to swing by and pick that up and hook it up and see how it does. I found one on eBay. I found one at DX Engineering, so I kind of got some options if it works about buying one.
What are you putting in?
Clear DSP module. God, I forgot. Sierra Mountain Radios or somebody. Mountain something. They make it, and basically it takes the signal, converts it to digital, and cuts out a lot of the interference and background noise.
Okay, yeah, I know who you're talking about. Yeah, that's, I know who they are. All right, good deal there. And let me know how that works. I've never used one of those. I've heard people who talk about them, but, you know, I never tried one myself.
Mountain.
Got it, West Mountain. I knew it'd come to us sooner or later. One of us would have enough memory to remember what it was. But yeah, Steve got one on his system over there, and we were in the shack listening to it when I was over, and that was before I got my HF rig. And he's got another one that he's gonna let me borrow and just test it out, see how it does on my HF rig, and if it works out like it does on his, I'm gonna be pretty much sold on it.
About now. What kind of price were they on DX Engineering's website?
Here, I believe had them for $189. They're like $219 through West Mountain, and I found one on eBay, which I think it ended. It didn't sell, but I've got a message into the seller telling them that I was interested in it, and it's supposed to be basically new in box, lightly used, and it was $145.
Some of that stuff you buy radio-wise on eBay, and I got burned once, and I kind of quit buying on eBay for that simple reason right there. Oh, tell you what, you might get the numbers off of that filter and go look on Amazon.com and see if they don't have it, because I've found a lot of stuff lately that have to do with cables and things for radio. And in fact, the cord on this radio I got here, I needed a replacement cord because it had a bad end on it, and you can't replace them without a lot of problems. And I found it on Amazon.com and put it on here, and it works like a top. And the prices I found elsewhere were around $30. I got it on Amazon for about $18, something like that.
Yeah, I had got on there last night, and the only thing I found was the actual speaker that they sell. It's a little bit different than the Clear DSP filter. So I didn't see it on Amazon anywhere. There's a different company that makes one, but it's way more expensive, and I don't have any first-hand knowledge of it.
Hop out right here. I'm at my next stop, so I'm going to say 7-3 to you. Y'all have a good day and stay safe out there. KO4 HKX, and I'll be clear.
Patrick, it sounds like you're doing that evil thing called work today.
Every day.
I'm getting my Social Security.
Longer, Patrick, you'll be able to stand up and walk to the back in the air conditioning. You won't have to be getting out of the vehicle.
Enough in this heat. KO4 HKX, and I'll be clear.
Patrick, have a good day. Go ahead, Russ.
We'll make a swing over here to the transfer station at O'Neill. Drop off a bag or two to make the wife happy. Keep the trash can empty. And I run over at Steve's, and I think he's going flying later this afternoon, so I got to try to get over there and get that before he gets gone, and go home, see if I can get it dialed in and see how it sounds.
It works out, because I haven't used one of those myself. I've heard a couple people talk about them, but if it works real well, I might look at getting one. What kind of HF rig you got?
A deal on Kenwood. It's a TS-140S. It's an older radio, but it's 10 through 80 meters, 100 watts, and I picked up a Maxcon dipole from Georgia, and that's what I'm running on it right now.
That's a good little radio. I'm not a Kenwood guy. I run ICOM equipment mostly. I have had some Yaesu, but yeah, I understand that's a good little radio. I've used one at somebody else's house a time or two. All right, well, I'm going to go ahead and throw my 7-3s in here because I'm just about back to the house, and I'm going to go grab me a little bit of something light for lunch. I think I got a little stromboli at home left over, and I think I'll fix that for lunch, and then I'll be able to eat a decent meal about 7 o'clock tonight when we get to the meeting. Talk to you later. Have a good one. 7-3s, W2T.
Good, Rusty. It's good talking to you, and that worked out good because I'm fixing to pull into the transfer station over here, and I'll say 73s, and I hope you enjoy the afternoon. Have a good meal over there.